All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, and we're going to pivot quickly to Chris Sill, who's back in the house after a three-week trip to the Caribbean, and he's got the FOSS Home Team Olympic Sports Report. Take it away, Chris.
All right, thank you, Frank. The FOSS Home Team Olympic Sports Report. Baseball, Nathan Kirby, Joe McCarthy, and Brandon Waddell were all named to the preseason All-American teams. James River product, Kirby, was a unanimous selection for first team. Women's golf, 16th-ranked women, set an NCAA record at the UCF Challenge over the weekend, shooting 13-under, scoring a 275. In lacrosse, number 9, Virginia opens up with the win at number 7, Loyola, 13-12 over the weekend, and third-year midfielder Greg Colahan and fourth-year defenseman Davey Sacco got ACC Player of the Week awards. Women's lacrosse defeated number 17, Georgetown, in an exhibition over the weekend. And in women's rowing, UVA coach Kevin Sauer was named to the U.S. men's coach for the World Under-23 Championships. Women's soccer, Morgan Bryan was selected by the Houston Dash as the first pick overall in the NWSL draft. And Danielle Colaprico was selected 9th overall by the Chicago Red Stars. Women's basketball lost to number 4 Notre Dame last week. Wrestling, number 12 Virginia fell to UNC 17-16. Men's tennis, number 3 Cavaliers had a 9-1 win at VCU over the weekend. And then women's tennis, number 10 took down number 20 VCU 4-1.
How about them Hoos? All right, Hobbo.
We haven't heard from Dr. Jody Smith yet. Maybe he's still involved with a patient or a procedure, but we'll certainly have him on maybe next week because we'll still be thinking and talking about Justin's injury. Here's a prediction for you, and you said you're going to be at the game Wednesday night in person, but if Virginia wins Wednesday night, they will win the regular season title for the second consecutive year.
How about them Apples?
I really think as you look at the rest of the schedule, I think we can take care of the teams we're playing at home. We got Wake on the road, Syracuse on the road, at Louisville, the last regular season game. But I really think if we can win this game Wednesday, I think we have a great chance of going to Louisville without any additional losses. And at that point in time, that game would be
moot.
Already won the title. Very similar to last year where we lost to Maryland in the last regular season game, but had already wrapped up the ACC regular season title.
You know, one question I wish y'all had asked the guys today was, Mike Toby plays so great, so brilliant, and then all of a sudden it just turns off at some points. And I know we got in some foul trouble against Louisville this past weekend, but against Duke, there just seemed to be so many times where he was right there with his shot and it didn't make it happen. And he must have a record for putback layups that don't go in. It kills me. It kills me. What do you guys see?
I have two theories on Toby. First off, I think Mike Toby is an essential element of this team going forward, and his value will be revealed during this next 5-6 weeks. He provides length. And when he and Atkins and Gill are on the floor, and usually it's two of the three, they intimidate a lot of shots. They affect the other team's ability to get good shots. They generally have good position almost on every defensive set. Now, on offense, when he takes the ball or catches those low passes, he gets himself in trouble, and he makes himself small, and Duke's guards double down, and they stripped him a bunch of times. To make a long story short, though, when he catches it high and makes his moves, he gets good shots at the basket. So let's hope he has a game like he did against Louisville.
Well, here's Coach Hobgood. Anderson, when he was in the game, he was 1-for-9. Brogdon was 3-for-13.
Yep.
Perantes was 1-for-8. Toby was 4-for-4.
Yep.
You know, the guy that's 4-for-4.
They benched him. They took him out.
I want him to have a couple of more touches, at least until he misses a shot. You know?
Well, right. But, I mean, that's what I mean. He started off 4-for-4, and then
he didn't take
any
more.
That's right.
Hello,
so,
hold on.
You know, at least get him to the point where he has a chance to miss one before you shut him off.
Yeah.
All right, let's remind everybody, next week's show
Dom Starsha.
Dom Starsha, UVA head lacrosse coach.
And they had a big win over the weekend over Loyola.
Big win, and he'll have had another game under his belt. I believe they play Drexel next.
This weekend at home, I believe.
Yeah, against Drexel. And You know, Dom Starcher, every time he wins a game, he continues
sets a new record.
Set a new NCAA record, which is his record.
And in all likelihood, Frank and I will split it up. I'll be at JPJ next week, so I'll do the call-in report from the arena just in advance of the Hoos game against the Pitt Panthers.
Which will be terrific. All right, we're getting ready to wrap up the show. I'm going to predict the Wahoos have a good week, and I'm not too worried about these games. I got a good vibe on the Wahoos beating Wolfpack by 5.
I always worry, but I'd love to see it.
Go ahead.
I'm a worrier. I'm anxious. I worry about every game.
Go Wahoos. We'll see you next Monday night.
Go Hoos.